Hello and welcome to another edition of the Global Venturing Review podcast, covering the biggest news across all three Morsonia publications: Global Corporate Venturing, Global University Venturing, and Global Government Venturing. My name is Thierry Helis. I'm the editor of GUV and GGV, and despite the bank holiday here in the UK, it's actually been an interesting week, so let's get straight to it. After recent weeks of big deals from China, this week's biggest transaction actually happened in the US, where Ford led a $253 million round for Pivotal Software, a spin-out of EMC and VMware. The two corporates also joined the most recent round alongside Microsoft and existing backer GE, which injected $104 million in 2013 in return for a 10% stake. The company's valuation has nearly tripled since then and now stands at $2.8 billion. China's not letting up though, and electric car startup Qihijia is now $120 million better off after investors including water pump producer Leo Group injected capital. The company is actually still developing its vehicles, and it's likely we won't see any of their cars for another 3 years. And a deal that was simultaneously the biggest for global government venturing and one of the largest on global corporate venturing is Farfetch's $100 million Series F round. The deal for the fashion-based e-commerce company was co-led by IDG Capital Partners, the Chinese VC affiliate of US media company International Data Group, Singaporean sovereign wealth fund Temasek, and investment firm Eurasio. Private equity firm Vitruvian Partners also took part in the round, which puts Farfetch's total at more than $300 million. Farfetch is hoping to use the money and IDG and Temasek's expertise to support an expansion across Asia. On global university venturing, meanwhile, the week's most significant deal was Boston's spin-out Ravio, which closed a $26 million Series C round featuring semiconductor manufacturing equipment producer Applied Materials through its corporate venturing arm Applied Ventures. Again, nice crossover with the corporate side there. Tsing Capital and IPV Capital co-led that round, while Tolero Ventures, DCM Ventures, Capricorn Investment Group, Augment Ventures, and Newground Ventures also contributed. Like arguably the majority of spin-outs, Ravio's technology is fairly impressive. It uses UV light to disinfect water at the point of use, though the same approach can also be applied to clean surfaces and remove germs from air. Let's look at exits. Adobe originally backed content curator Livefyre as part of a $32 million Series D early last year, and has obviously been so impressed it's now acquired the company outright, a decision that will allow Salesforce to exit. Livefyre has secured some $66 million in VC funding and will now be integrated into Adobe's Experience Manager platform. Over on GGV, 3D printing designs marketplace PinShape has been purchased by 3D printers manufacturer Formlabs, giving an exit to investors such as BDC Capital, the investment arm of government-owned Business Development Bank of Canada, who'd contributed to PinShape's $850,000 in total seed funding. A different kind of exit, meanwhile, came to investment firm Echo Machines Ventures, which has decided to sell its stake in Warwick University spin-out Recycling Technologies to an unnamed private investor. And with that, let's move on to funds. It's usually a good thing when corporates join the venturing world, though in the case of Lenovo, the decision follows slightly bad news that the company has dropped out of the world's top five smartphone shippers. To counteract that fall, the company's established a $500 million corporate venturing fund dubbed Lenovo Capital that will seek out up to 20 investees per year. And that's in addition to plans to spin out up to 10 startups in 2016. Certainly an ambitious vision, though the company has a lot of catching up to do with peers such as Samsung and Xiaomi. Meanwhile, Heritage Group has received $220 million for its latest healthcare innovation fund, which has the rare privilege of being entirely backed by 15 strategic investors in the form of regional US care systems, which have actually been invited to actively participate in seeking out startups to invest in. Over on GGV then, we have news that sovereign wealth funds now hold $6.51 trillion in total assets. That is an increase of $200 billion over last year, and in fact a whopping 45% of funds have increased their assets, while 19% at least remained at steady level. In the past 6 months, 14 new sovereign wealth funds have joined the fold, and we've still got Bolivia and the Philippines, which are expected to unveil theirs in the near future. Saying that, a total of 68% of these kinds of funds have actually been created since 2000. Certainly quite some impressive figures there. On the university side, the largest fund is quite modest compared to those numbers, at $6 million, and has been set up by a graduate of UC Berkeley. Now, the fund invests in startups, or will invest in startups, and we usually only talk about spin-up-focused funding. But this one's quite notable for the sheer fact that it is the first one aimed at the university startups, even though Berkeley has had 8 accelerators for a while, didn't actually provide any fund to back those companies and help them get off the ground. And who knows, this might yet help out spin-ups after all in creating a better ecosystem. And finally, people. Well, there's actually been a lot of changes in the short week. On GCV, news emerged that Seven Ventures, the corporate venturing arm of retailer 7-Eleven, is in limbo following the departure of its two co-founders, Rob Chumley and Raja Dodala. Established in 2013, the unit has struggled to build a profile with startups due to its low-tech reputation, leading to the co-founders throwing in the towel. Happier news came for Derek Norman, who stepped up to take over from Alex Steele as head of agricultural company Syngenta's investment unit, Syngenta Ventures. Norman's been selected for the GCV Rising Stars 2016 list, and I do recommend heading on over to globalcorporateventuring.com to read more about his impressive career. Merck Global Health Innovation Fund, the corporate venturing subsidiary of Merck & Co., has hired Francesca Domenech-Watke as a managing director. She joins from pharma company Almirall, where she led the corporate development strategy, and at Merck will be responsible for European investments in the digital healthcare technology sector. And then we have Paul Arc, who's been appointed head of venture capital for SCB Ventures, the $15 million strategic investment fund formed by Thailand-based financial services firm Siam Commercial Bank. He previously served as director at consulting group PYI. And then over on Global Government Venturing, we have Daniel Balmis, who moves on from his executive director role at public investment bank BPI France to join Cathay Capital Private Equity as its chief operating officer. Shouldn't be too much of a dramatic change for Balmis, as Cathay already manages several funds on behalf of BPI France. Temasek then has reshuffled its firm significantly following internal restructuring and the establishment of new units. The appointments include Chia Song Hui and Dylan Pillay as presidents, and Fida Alsagoff, Michael Buchanan, Peng Chen Yi, and Juliet Teo as senior managing directors. Over in the US, Duke University has appointed Robin Razor as new director of its Office of Licensing and Ventures from July 1st. Razor comes from Michigan University, where she was managing director of licensing within the university's Office of Technology Transfer. And she joins the office 6 months after the departure of Rose Ritz, who left in November last year to become executive vice president of innovation at Thomas Jefferson University. And that is it for this week's podcast. My name is still Thierry Helis. And as always, this overview doesn't really cover all the news, so do head over to globalcorporateventuring.com, globaluniversityventuring.com, and globalgovernmentventuring.com to catch up on everything. And if you do have a spare moment, leave us a review on iTunes, because that really helps us climb the ladder up the charts. If you have any feedback, as always, shoot me an email at thelis@morsonia.com. I wish you a productive week, everyone. Goodbye.
Global Venturing Review was produced by In Ear Production. You can find out more by going to inearproduction.com.